Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baz Hashem, we're continuing in Simen Shin Chaf Hey. We are up to Si'if Ches. So this is page 316, Kufnun Ches Amud Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Shulchan Aruch, just one Si'if tonight, and that is, Davar She'ein Bo Chashash Seido U'Mechubar, something that there's no concern that anyone did any Melacha with in order to make it accessible on Shabbos. So it's not, there's no Chashash that anyone trapped it, or that it was Mechubar, and therefore anyone had to be Tolesh, or Kotzer, or violate any of the Melachos of Shabbos. Ella, Shuv, what made it accessible to you was a violation of Tchum Shabbos, not Meleches Shabbos. So if the guy brought it for himself, then even on Shabbos, you and every other Jew in the world is allowed to benefit from it fully. But if he brought it for a Jewish person, then the guy that it was brought for is allowed to be metaltal, that it's not Muktza, but he's not allowed to eat it. And not only is he not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, he has to wait after Shabbos, b'kadesh yasu, says the Rama, v'yeshomrim deina layla olam minacheshbim raksar chlamtim b'yom rishon b'kadesh yasu, that some say that the b'kadesh yasu isn't even cheshbind from the moment Shabbos ends. We start counting the b'kadesh yasu from when the sun rises the next morning and it's light outside the next morning. So it's going to be usher for a while to eat after Shabbos. But for a Jew for people that it was not brought for, that's going to be mutter even to eat, even on Shabbos, no restrictions. The Yeshom, but then there's a second opinion, the Lemishuva Bishvilo, mutter la'arav miyad, that the guy who was brought for does not need to wait, b'kadesh shayasu, whether like the Mechaber, b'kadesh shayasu after Shabbos ends, or like the Rama, b'kadesh shayasu starting on Sunday morning. No, right away, on Matzai Shabbos, he's allowed to eat it, even though it came from outside of the Tchum. Let's pause there to do some Mishnah Berurah. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Namdalit, Shein Bo Chashash. We're talking about things that there was no Tzeda done on them and no Kotzer done on them. Kvadvar Machem Shein Shaykh Bem Tzedu Lakita. Things that there is nothing to be Tzad, there's nothing to be locate. Or Afila Bahani, or it could even be animals or vegetables. El Shani Karin Shaloni Tzodu Menok to Bishabbos. Or Canal. But you can tell just by looking at it that it wasn't trapped on Shabbos. It's not fresh meat anymore. You can tell it wasn't picked on Shabbos. It's not fresh anymore because it'll come. So then, mutter hainu af ba'achila. You can even eat it. Afilu lo osim b'sevdal b'chol melach shel achila. Shaseinu yidu b'shvil atzmo b'isur tchum in shari. That even the opinion in sevdal that says that when a guy does a malacha for himself, Jews are not allowed to benefit from it, are not allowed to eat it. But when it comes to nisur tchumin, that's not a nisur malacha, and that Jews are allowed to eat. Va'af b'tchumin yud beiz meal lukadil kamei. And even the tchum da'oraisa of yud beiz meal, it's still not a malacha. Even though it's daraisa, so mutal the taltel, everyone is allowed to be metaltel the tamachem satzon in benis or muktza because they're not muktza. Shaloni tzodu b'shabbos, they weren't trapped on Shabbos. After be'achila soon they'll see Yisrael, and even though that Jew is not going to be allowed to eat it, kivin shal Yisrael lachem mutar nein aleim she muktza. But other Jews are allowed to eat it, so you can't call it muktza because it's useful to some Jew. Taruim Yisrael acher, as long as it's useful to some Jew, then it's not going to be considered to be muktza. But the guy who was brought for may not eat it. And let's say the guy brought from outside the tchum two different things, two different food items for two different Jews. So each one can't eat the one that was brought for them, but they can each eat the one that was brought for the other guy. So they come up with a plan. They hatch a plan together. They say, look, I'm not letting eat what was brought for me. You're not letting eat what was brought for you. Why don't we just trade? And then I'll eat your stuff, you'll eat my stuff. They cannot do such a trade. Because if we'd allow them to do that, then it would lead them to ultimately ask the guy to bring things for them from outside the tchum. But to sell it to someone who was not brought for is going to be mutter, provided you follow the halachos of how to sell things on Shabbos. You don't mention measurements and dollar amounts and all those things that we learned in Simon Shin Chav Gimel. And you can't make any money on it. You have to just flip it, but you're not allowed to sell it for more than you bought it for. Lemishuva bishvilo, the guy that it was brought for, we said is not allowed to eat from it. It's not just that one guy, but anyone who lives in his house, any of his family members, or any guests that he might be hosting for that Shabbos, they're also considered the person who the food was brought for, v'mehevi limkor bi'ir sherubi Yisrael, and if he brought to sell in a city that the guy brought it from outside the tchum to sell in a city that's mostly Jews, asa l'kol, then we consider that to be something that was brought for the Jews of that city. So none of them are allowed to eat from it. B'shvil kula mevi, he brought for all of them. U'bi'ir sherubi einam yudim, and if it's a mostly non-Jewish city, kasu b'shulchan aruch sham de mutter, then it's going to be mutter for the Jews of the city. V'ayin sham magin avram. V'da, d'imhuva b'sfina l'malam me'asara shari, if it was brought on a boat that was more than, that the boat was floating more than 10 tfachim off of the seabed, then it's going to be mutter, dein tchum l'malam me'asara, because you don't have a tchum problem above 10 tfachim. V'ayin b'sim tov dalid, t'ayin shlo yabiyabasha ben ashmashos, that's provided it wasn't on the dry land during ben ashmashos, when it was kona shvisa, v'gam ho yilamata me'asara, pam echad, and that it never dipped to within 10 tfachim of the seabed. Because if at any point it was in an area where there is a tchum, and then it was brought outside of that tchum, no matter how much time it spent in between, but it was limited by that original tchum. So once it leaves that tchum, you have all of these restrictions. So we said, how long do you have to wait before you can eat the thing that was brought for you from outside the tchum by a guy? You have to wait b'kidei she'asu. How long is that? Says the Mishbura, kalafi inyan shenasa melacha b'shabbos. Timevi en yudi derech rechiv al sus. If the guy brought it on a horse, tzarech l'shar gamkein b'vetzeh. You have to measure how long it would take to bring it after Shabbos on a horse. Vimevi makom racho karbe v'shal shloshi yam min tzarech lamtin raki yom echad keneged hazman shahalach b'shabbos. If he brought it from a very distant place, but he happened to have spent 3 days there because it was such a long trip, you still don't have to spend more than the travel time in Cheshbon in the B'kadei She'asu. That's if you know where he brought it from. If you don't know where he brought it from, you always have to assess as if he brought it from outside the Tchum. Then the Rama said, Yesh Omrim, that you can't even start calculating the B'kadei She'asu until the next morning. Why should that be? People don't travel great distances at night. Meaning the next time shipping is available is the next morning. Shipping is not available at night. So you're still going to be benefiting from the fact that it was done on Shabbos if you benefit from it at any point during that night, because the next time it could have been delivered to you is the next day. So you need to wait the amount of time it would take to get there during the day. But this is only if it comes from a distant place outside of the Tchum, because that's where it's not normal to schlep from to travel such great distances. But the previous halachas that we learned about, where it wasn't a tchum issue, whereas that the guy did malacha and he brought it from inside the tchum, but he trapped the animal, he was kotzer the grain. So then you could chashvin the b'kadei she'yasu at night, because that doesn't involve travel. So ktsira is something people would do at night. Tzeda is something people would do at night. Because of Magen Avraham, da Yam Shel Shama pasuk kesvar rishon lahakel. Yam Shel Shama says you're allowed to count the B'kadei She'asu at night. You don't have to count it starting from the next morning against the Rama. V'chein mistaver den lachmir b'zeh, and it's mistaver not to be machmir like the Rama. Dalei Yesh Omer Masheni Matirin Lagamri, especially considering that the second Yesh Omer Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to wait B'kadei She'asu at all. So there are really three opinions, right? Either you have to wait, you don't have to wait B'kadei She'asu at all. That's one extreme. The other extreme is the Rama, that you have to wait B'kadei She'asu and you're not even allowed to start counting that till the next morning. Then the middle ground is the first opinion of the Mechaber, that you have to wait B'kadei She'asu, but you can start counting it at night. So says Marshal, we can aim for the middle. So you go for the first opinion of the Mechaber. Especially when there are guests or any other mitzvah to do with that food, then for sure we could be mekel aval. But if there was an Isser Daraisa involved, Shalakat, Mimachubar Chutz L'Tchum, that he did a melach of kotzer outside of the Tchum, Yesh L'Achmir, Mikol Malchum L'Dvar Mitzvah, Yesh L'Achmir L'Chol Gavni. Then we should be Machmir to start the B'kadei She'asu count in the morning, but L'Dvar Mitzvah we could be, L'Dvar Mitzvah we could be Mekel. Ula Acherim Mutter, then the Shulchan Aruch said that the person who is not brought for is allowed to benefit from it and eat it right away. When it comes to Tchum Drabanan or any other Isser Drabanan, we only prohibit it for the person who was done for. Kidil Kamei, Bisif Yud, like we're going to say in Sif Yud. V'im Hevi Gam Der Tzarech Rishas HaRamayin L'kaman Siv Tezvav Siv Kat Nayin. Hey, we'll have to discuss what if a Melacha Dal Reis of carrying it through Rishas HaRabim was violated. V'afil B'tchum Yud Beis Mil HaSovereignty Dal Reis HaKivin Shein HaMufurish B'Kra Lo Echmiru Bo. And even though Yud Beis Mil is also Dal Reis, yeah, but it's not Mufurish. And if it's not Mufurish, it doesn't take on all of the Chumras of Dal Reis. Mem Beis Mutul Erev Miyad. So this second opinion in Shulchan Aruch says that it's Mutul right away. You don't need to wait B'Kadesh Yasu. That even the guy who was brought forward does not need to wait B'Kadesh Yasu, since it's a drabanan. But we should be machmir like the first opinion. And especially if we're talking about tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which might be da oraisa. Now, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch on the top line, v'hadashar li Yisrael letal telafil k'shaviyu en yudi la'atzmo, dafka b'toch arba amos b'toch ha'ir mimu kafas choma. The fact that the Jew, that even the guy who was brought for, is allowed to be metaltal it. The only restriction was on eating it, but he's only allowed to be metaltal it within 4 amos of where it is. Because once something is brought outside of its tchum, you're only allowed to move it within the 4 amos of where it is. Or within the city, if the city is surrounded by a wall, because then the whole city has a din of Dalet Amos. Vushtemu Kafas Ladira, provided that that wall was there to provide, to promote the Dira of the city, the living in the city. Dainushe Yashol B'sofukfo, which means that the city was populated and then they built the wall. Ustame Yaros Mukafas Ladira, most cities that have walls around it, that's the way it worked. Ustame Miftsarim Menu Mukafam Ladira, most Miftsarim, fortresses, are not made Ladira, and therefore, you would do not get the 4 amma, you know, freebie. Right in the comments, some tough aleph. So says Mishbura Mem Gimel b'toch 4 amos. Kodav shiotzu chutzus chum asul tatal chutz la 4 amos. Anything that went outside of the chum, you're not allowed to be metaltal outside of 4 amos. Af shemutu ba'achilu b'mkomam. Even though you're allowed to eat them in the place where they are, im lo bi'ir shemukafas mechitza d'nachshav kol li'ir 4 amos. Unless it's a city that's surrounded by a wall where the whole city counts as dalet amos. Mukefas choma vuadin kashenitkan b'tzuras ha'pesach. Mukefas choma. We're also Mukefas Chom over here because we have an Eruv. So any place that has an Eruv, the whole city, so when Amazon delivers something that, according to your Amazon tracking, came from outside the Tchum before Shabbos, and it's not a Mukta item and it didn't involve any Malacha or anything like that, you're allowed to be Metaltal it anywhere in the whole city. It becomes Mutta Dechash V'nami Kol Yir Ka Arba Amos. The whole city has a din of Arba Amos. Kol Shkein Bayis V'chatzer D'nachshav Kol Hek of Ka Arba Amos. Now if it's food and you ordered it on Amazon, you're not allowed to eat it, right? But on Shabbos, you have to wait B'Kadesh Shiyasu. But if it's not food, you're allowed to move it and you're allowed to carry it anywhere. V'ushete mukefas. If it's not surrounded for the sake of Dira, or the Enyudi left it out in the middle of the field, then it only has 4 amos. You're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. And even if you moved it 1 or 2 amos, someone else can only move it the additional 2 amos. They can't carry it further than that. Then in Siman Taf Aleph, it seems to be that there's a little bit of a stira, but the Taz was miyashiv. So to review what we learned tonight, if a Nachri brings something from outside the Tchum, didn't do Malach HaDaraisa, just brought from outside the Tchum for himself, then any Jew can use it and eat it. If he brings it for you, then other people can eat it right away, but there's a machlokas whether you need to wait until B'Kadesh Shiyasu, or you need to wait not at all, or you need to wait B'Kadesh Shiyasu starting the next morning. And that is, those are the three opinions of Shulchan Aruch. But we did say, once it comes from outside the Tchum, it's limited to Dalet Amos. But if you live in a community that has an Eruv, the whole city is Dalet Amos, so you can carry it throughout the entire city. Okay, but on Sunday, from a remote location of Chasna, we will continue with Si'ifim, Tes, and Yud. Everyone have a wonderful day.